So as your dealers were set up all across the United States, you also went global. Talk to us about dealing with other countries. What was the first country you ventured into?
I would classify it ventured into as opposed to that they found us. I don't know if we specifically targeted export. I know that certainly one of the longest relationships we've had is Australia, although we've had good relationships in most of Europe. Most of our efforts have been put into U.S., Canada, and to some extent, next on the level would be certainly Europe. We do have a marketing office in Spain to cover Europe, which is relatively new. It's only about 5-6 years old. However, we've always had a cyclical market in Europe. It's either good or not at all. In the last year or two, it's been excellent.
Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, we sell in Saudi Arabia, but we have a representative in Lebanon who covers a lot of that area. It's cash on the head business, and we thank them for it. It marvels to me the chef that will go air freight. I'd say, that big piece of iron, you're going to send it air freight? That's like a pickup load.
So everything comes right out of here in Perry to the world.
To our dealer organization, yes. The logistics of air freight have become good to excellent.
Obviously, you're the biggest industry in Perry.
Obviously.
Biggest tax revenue comes from this company.
I don't know. That's an argumentative thing when it comes to ad valorem taxes. OG&E's got a big plant setting up here in the northeast part of the county that probably outdoes us substantially, but not employee-wise.
A lot of changes have come about in the town of Perry, but the population remains about the same.
Living it every day, it's hard for me to benchmark any big changes. Of course we get new schools. Of course we change school superintendents. And of course we have a council that argues among themselves sometimes. But we have an excellent support system as far as utilities are concerned. It's municipal. As far as I'm concerned, they do a fine job of supporting us and doing whatever we need to have done.
The state has been good to you and recognizing you?
Yes, sure. One of our early ditch witches is down there at the museum.
In Oklahoma City?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.